Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The Celtics go on the road. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 8. The Celtics go on the road. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. The Celtics go on the road to Golden State against a team that never loses game one.
Went on the road three times.
In one game.
Max says, Celtics go on the road. The Celtics go on the road.
Do you understand the level of mastery of the drama that it creates? No, but really, to go against a team that never loses game one, they were 21-2 going into the game. They have home court. They're the odds-on favorite, or they're the favorites in the series. Your best player can't score to save his life. You're down 12, 13 points in the fourth quarter, and you win? Ooh, Celtics got to be feeling good right now.
Stranger things have happened. They, you know, Golden State opened it up for the Celtics to take. It wasn't like Golden State just down the stretch. I mean, I guess you could say Boston forced them to play the way they did down the stretch. I mean, you could say that. Or you could say that they just crumbled and Boston took advantage of the opportunity. I when I fell asleep again, they were up 11, 12, somewhere in there. And I was like, remote time, close.
That's when the Warriors fell asleep, too.
Yeah, use the restroom, brush up the teeth, let's lay it down.
Or you can make the case that's when Jaylen Brown woke up.
Yeah, you know, right. Jaylen Brown woke up.
Make the case.
Which woke me up with 40-some seconds ago, and I look up and they lose. And I didn't expect that because when I went to bed, I figured I'd wake up in the morning and talk about the victory that Golden State had.
Is that the case you want to make, that Jaylen Brown woke up and won the game?
It's the case I've been making all morning long, is that he got to his spots on the floor, he created offense. He created that energy flow for that team, and that's what a superstar does. Like, he picks your team up when your other superstar is not on top of his game offensively. And that was apparent from the beginning because Jason Tatum was struggling 1 of 7 against Andrew Wiggins as the primary defender. He was getting people involved, and they were making shots at a high clip, 33 assists for the Boston Celtics. But here's the thing, if you're the Golden State Warriors, that you need to happen. So Steph obviously comes off in the first quarter, sets a record for NBA threes, right? Gets going. A lot of miscommunication from Boston, picks, things of that sort. You need Jordan Poole in his first NBA Finals series to be that prolific, dynamic playmaker that he's been off the bounce. Because the thing I saw last night is Klay Thompson, who is still a big-time player, didn't have a good game last night, 15 points. It just seems against quicker, more athletic wings that if his points aren't coming within the flow of the offense, the continuity system, he can't go out and get his. He doesn't have that quick burst to go get his like he used to. So that's where Jordan Poole has been the complementary player that can add that element to the team.
Poole and Wiggins are supposed to be – when I was saying, hey, Klay Thompson's a luxury yesterday, I think they're going to win. Poole and Wiggins are supposed to be dynamic in a way next to Steph – that the Warriors really haven't had, so that when Klay hits a three, you just throw your hands up and go, damn, well, what are we supposed to do? Yeah. But Poole's got to play.
Wiggins is a scorer, but, I mean, Jordan Poole is a dynamic playmaker for himself, right? He can do things off the bounce and create. And
get
for
his
me
own
last
shot.
Night, it just looked like he was sped up.
I was going to say, he was moving fast.
He was moving way too fast.
Way too fast.
And sometimes that happens, like when you're hyped and you're playing and you're trying to create offense really quickly, you just start playing the game at 1,000 miles per hour, whereas when you settle into the rhythm, the flow of the game, you learn how to change speeds. You can go fast, but then slow it down. You can go mid-speed, slow it down. And he didn't have
question
that rhythm
about
last
that.
Night.
Question about that. Sometimes I look at a dude like Trae Young, right? Or Jordan Poole, and I think a lot of what makes them really good is they have whatever their skill and talent level is. It's not as high as some other guys to my eye, but they got the guts to just go out and try it, go out and do it. They're not scared, right? But then sometimes when you hit a certain level, not just getting sped up, but like now everyone's good. You're playing. Everyone in the series is good, right? And do you think Jordan Poole's talent level is on the level where he can do this in the finals.
1,000%.
So it's just the experience and the nerves.
Experience, I was going to say that, Max, experience is key in these situations. When you haven't been somewhere and you're unfamiliar with it, you'll see a different guy in game two than you did in game one because he has the experience now. Small, but he still knows what to expect. When you go out on the court for the first time, you don't know what to expect. The football field for the first time. When you walk into a studio for the first time and you want to do a little rap album or something, you don't know what to expect. You got to figure it out. And then eventually, by the time you go back, you're like, oh, okay, I know where this button is at. I know where that button is at.
No replacing experience. Yeah. There's no replacing it.
And you may mention a Trae Young. I mean, from the beginning of the game, the ball starts off in Trae Young's hands. Right? So, think about that. He's finding it. He's touching it. He gets that rhythm. He finds that flow. For Jordan Poole, he's coming off the bench now.
Yeah.
So you're coming off the bench in the NBA Finals. Steph is kind of get going. Klay's not going as much. You know you have to create. That adds a different element of pressure to you.
Even though you're in shoot-around, but your shoot-around was 45 minutes from the time before you actually got into the game. You might have did it, an hour before you actually really get in the game. You know, it's just like a running back in football or a hitter. What do the hitters do?
Routine.
But they got a routine. So they're going to go down to the cage in the dugout knowing that in the eighth inning they're probably going to be a pinch hitter. Now they come up and they're ready to go.
Tony in Raleigh wants to talk about it, guys. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. So something Wilbon said last night about how these teams were kind of feeling each other out in the beginning. And I want to get your thoughts. I'm a Celtics fan, so do you guys think that the Celtics figured something out on defense that's replicable in future games? Because they look like they started clicking. I mean, obviously on offense, but on defense, they kind of look like Miami did in the last 5 minutes of Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. What do you guys think?
Well, I think definitely, first off, shout out to RDU area, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the first quarter to me was just simple miscommunication. Right, like you can't lose Stephen Curry off a screen or in transition. You can't. You have to make life difficult for him. They did that in the last three quarters. Now, they got going, but I think it's also Jaylen Brown, recognize that Jaylen Brown has to be aggressive. And that offensively, if you're getting shots, you got to start making. But that boost by Jaylen Brown, like if you're a Celtics fan, you love that because you have a feeling that Jason Tatum isn't going to be limited this way every game. But you need that type of mindset from your two best players that they have to be aggressive. But also, you can't rely upon Derek White to bail you out the way he did. He kept them in the game
first time in these playoffs either. What a pickup.
So you're hoping that that's a game that serves as a bridge for Jason Tatum to become prolific. And by the way, guys, like it's not always about figuring things out. It's about winning a game. You got one. You got one on the road. Like in San Francisco, that's a big thing.
See, now this, you know what I'm looking for, guys?
One is more than zero.
This is what I'm looking for. Is there anything that relaxes a little and takes the foot off the gas because you got the split already?
No.
Or is there killer instinct now? There's blood in the water and here come the Celtics.
Well, I don't think that there's blood in the water. I just think that now you know you can win. You're comfortable in a situation. Again, I'm young. I got the experience now. Small sample size, but I've gone into an opponent's home. I've won.
Even when Tatum's not scoring.
I've stole one. I'm one up, like Jay said. One is more than zero, last I checked.
But you do play. Ime Udoka, before the game, was called saying, you know, we've been disrespected in every series we played in. And every time when the series is over, we're shaking hands. People are always saying to us, damn, man, you guys are physical. You guys are the better team. You guys took it to us. He said, we have to come out and punch them in their mouth. Well, they got punched in the mouth in the first quarter. But they responded.
Boston doesn't win.
They responded. And you keep fighting, man.
Oh, please don't let Boston win.
Well,
please, oh, basketball gods.
Don't let Boston
Gregory win. Gregory in Florida. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Good morning, guys. I just think that there's a little bit of overreaction to the game one. A lot is being said about Steph as far as closing out the game. But nothing's been said about how he came out and set the tone for the team to come out and win that game. Unfortunately for them, Boston was matching the shots that he was making, and then his teammates let him down as far as not showing up in this game. And then if you look at the overall stats, team stats of everything, there's a small margin of difference between field goals made, 3 points, free throws, mm-hmm. rebounds, all of that. Third quarter, Warriors came out 38-24.
That's what they do.
Fourth quarter, Boston came back and mounted it.
But fourth quarter, but I hear what you're saying, but fourth quarter at home, man. Fourth quarter at home, your best player's got to come through.
You go live with that, man. You got to let it go.
But I said, no, you know what? Because I posed this before the series started. Because I talked about 16, how they didn't score a point in the last 4:30 and everything.
What did he have?
34.
He 34 points, man.
On six open threes early, you know?
He gave you 34
Doesn't matter if they're open or four. He got him.
He gave you 34.
I'm not. Of course, Steph's a great player. What I'm saying is, Jay, you point out Jaylen Brown. One of the reasons you say he's the best player in that game is because there's a feel of the flow of the game. And in the fourth quarter, when he needed it, he stepped up.
But
it's the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
But his teammates also helped him get in the flow of the game. That didn't happen for Steph in the fourth quarter.
That's a good point. If you were to list the best players in this game, how many are Warriors, right? I think of three or four Celtics before I think of the Warriors. Right, you think of White, you think of Horford, you think of Brown.
You think of three or four players before you think of the Warriors? What do you mean?
No, in other words, in the performances of yesterday's game, if you said, who's the player of the game? Okay, if he wasn't, who would the player of the game have been? I think of a lot of Celtics last night.
Okay, I mean, you probably think Jaylen Brown first.
Right, and then? I'd say White.
Or Al Horford.
Because they also won the game.
Yeah, they won.
If they didn't win the game, we wouldn't even be sitting here saying that, man.
But they won the game because of those guys. The wins don't just materialize out of nowhere.
Yes,
those role players played a significant part in them winning, where Golden State didn't necessarily get that from their guys.
Okay. Best player in the world, you know, whatever. Fourth quarter at home in the finals, show up. Elvis in Boston.
This guy.
Not the best player in the world.
Right. That's true.
Nobody said that.
One of them I use as a checker.
Hey, man. Elvis.
What's up, Elvis?
Elvis.
How's it going? How you guys doing?
All right. What's up?
Hello.
Elvis,
you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, man, you got to turn down your radio, whoever you're talking to.
Where are you, Elvis?
Oh, I apologize. I was at the bank right now. I've been on the phone for like an hour already. How you guys doing today? I want to talk about the Boston Celtics.
Elvis, leave the building.
So,
yeah, if you don't get to the point, we're going to have you leave the building.
Oh, I apologize.
Guys, let Elvis get his point off.
If you're going to take two players, so you're going to build the franchise. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, or Kevin Durant, or Kyrie Irving. I believe everybody will take Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And the Boston Celtics swept them. And I'm saying right now today that the Boston Celtics are going to sweep the Warriors. What is your take on that?
I mean, they up 1-0. I don't think that's going to happen.
You're isolating the two best players on the team and saying KD and Kyrie are better than Steph and Klay. But the style of basketball they play
is way different.
And the Warriors have a deep roster compared to the Nets.
Yeah. Brooklyn was a decimated team without Joe Harris, without some pieces, without Ben Simmons. And they play more of an isolated style of play where the continuity is so different, it's much more difficult to guard for Golden State.
Help me remember the Detroit Laker championship. Did we get swept or gentlemen sweep, right?
Kobe got you one in L.A.
We got one in L.A.
Yeah, Kobe got the one in L.A.
Because I didn't think Detroit would beat us at all.
I thought Detroit was going to sweep. Because
really?
I'll tell you why. Detroit, Indiana, in the Eastern Conference Finals, played the greatest defensive series I've ever seen. Seven games. It was unbelievable. And if you remember, the Lakers were kind of sleepwalking through Minnesota at the time.
Yeah.
Cassell wasn't even there, and Shaq hadn't got the surgery on his foot. Remember, he was kind of... So I was like, I don't know, man. Everyone's getting caught up in the glitter of the Lakers.
I certainly got caught up in the glitter of the Lakers. I'm a Laker. Maybe a gentleman's sweep could potentially happen. I don't see it happening, but it could.
I think the Warriors are going to win.
I think it's going to go 6 or 7.
I was hoping my man wasn't in there doing some criminal activity in the bank with us all.
He was talking way too nice.
I was like, wait a minute, man. You're just handing people no note. I know. That would have been great, though, on our show live.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. And joining us now, Vince Carter, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA analyst.
I come in peace. How you doing? How's everybody doing?
Glasses and everything.
Don't start beefing with Vince. He just said good morning. He said he comes in peace.
This is my guy. Hi, Vince.
Dang, man.
Hi, Vince.
You played well, man. You played well. I went and watched it again, and the stroke, the form looked good. High follow through.
The lower body like didn't feel as good though. VC next couple of days.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Like you are. It's called adjustments. You made an adjustment. You were able. Hey, figured it out. Like I told you, you would, but you didn't believe me. Like Max and I spoke about this. He's like, why doesn't he believe you? Like I don't know. I don't know, Max. I couldn't answer that.
I believe in you, VC.
It's no, that he believes in you.
You don't believe. I believed in you, and I wanted you to win.
Yeah, you don't believe he's ever rooting for you.
It's just rare that Vince would ever root for me to win. You know,
I was rooting for you to win. You needed a win.
We did need a win. Key contributed a lot, VC. I mean, the effort on the defensive end was very Draymond.
Look, we all made our contributions. We don't talk about who did what. The main thing is we won. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we won. Hey, how surprised were you with the outcome of yesterday's game one?
I was a little surprised for the simple fact of fourth quarter slippage. I mean, yes, I knew Boston was going to make an adjustment. And, we talk about Jaylen Brown's first, six minutes was key. But the key adjustment to me was just going small, meaning Al Horford at the five. Because they what we were seeing was Looney, every time there was a drive by Tatum or Brown, Looney and Draymond were in the paint to help, to give some support. And it was Robert Williams. And of course, he's by the basket. You can easily get back. But now you put Al Horford at the three, that's a long closeout. You can see if it wasn't, to Pritchard, you saw the one where Pritchard gets it and swings it to Al Horford, Clay, a quick stunt because he had was guarding White, who was knocking down shots. And I thought that was key because it opened the floor up. And it was a decision that Golden State had to make as far as helping, giving up a layup, which they don't want to do, or the three. And, you could see one of the transition plays, the throw ahead to Al Horford, and Draymond doesn't give a real closeout in front of Boston bench because he's like, okay, he's going to hit one or two, but well, whatever. And I just thought once he hit a few, Al Horford, that is, he just got rolling.
What is it? What adjustments will Golden State have to make so they don't go down 0-2, VC?
Well, defensively, I think they're going to have to just match with the way they play. I mean, they're so used to other teams matching to how they play small ball. I was surprised that we, yes, Looney, when they go the big lineup with Looney and Horford and Williams, yes, it's okay to play the big lineup, but when they start playing faster, Jaylen Brown at the four, you can't have Looney and Draymond, in my opinion, at the same time. And I think Jordan Poole needs to play better. I think Clay needs to be aggressive because Jordan Poole will play better. And I thought he was just living in the moment, and to put the onus on him to be the number two scorer when Clay was playing okay, he hit a couple of shots early, and say, now we need Jordan Poole to step it up. I think he was just trying to live in the moment, and guess who was guarding him? Marcus Smart, because now Steph Curry's in foul trouble in the second quarter, so they're looking at Jordan Poole to be that guy. And, I felt like they should have used the Steph Curry packages as far as offensive packages that they used use that for Jordan Poole. Put him in pick and roll to get Marcus Smart off of him, to get, Al Horford, to get other guys so he can get going.
Vince Carter, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. VC, at the end of the first quarter last night, I'm watching the game and I'm seeing a ton of Golden State players with their hands on their knees. And you and I both know, like, when you have a series of days off, it's kind of it's hard to find that rhythm, right? Find your wind again. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that was fascinating down the stretch for me, Steph looked really tired. And when he has to manufacture a lot of his shots, how do you think the physicality of the game that Boston provided took away from Steph's legs later in the game?
Number one, I agree with you, especially for a week. You're itching to get back out there and play. And in your first couple of minutes, especially that first 2 minutes, Key, I think you agree with this when you were playing in the game, but the first 2 minutes are the worst. Like, you just cannot get your win, and then you kind of feel better. But I think the thing that Boston did, that now they started to put Steph in pick and roll. Yes, they know he's going to show and try to get back. Well, not only did they put him in pick and rolls, they started throwing the ball back to the guy he's guarding. Now he has to – it's multiple efforts. He's having to make multiple plays.
get up in the screen, get to your guy, get back in front, guard the guy. Either he's going to drive or shoot the ball. And I thought that started to get into his legs. When he was guarding Jaylen Brown, what did they do? Go straight to the post, try to beat him up a little bit. Marcus Smart started trying to be more physical on Steph on the defensive end, getting to him, just following him. He got a couple of foul calls by being aggressive, and I thought that wore into his legs as well. Because we could easily say, oh, man, you know, a week off, they were tired. But what if it was the other way around and we say, okay, and they had the short amount of time. We say, oh, they didn't have enough time to get there, so are they tired? Because if Golden State runs them out of the building, that's what we're going to say about Boston as far as not having time. So I feel like the first couple of minutes being away from the game, maybe the first half, second half, man, it's money time. You can't use that as an excuse.
Oh, that's what have I been saying?
And this is where Max is going.
Fourth quarter.
Stop.
VC.
I'm not making excuses for him.
Steph
Curry,
one of the greatest players of all time. But when people are talking about maybe like, Jay, maybe top 10 eventually, to me, I got to see you sometimes come through in the fourth quarter at home in the finals. You know, like.
Max, all I'm saying is that as far as fatigue, I think the fatigue factor was he was wore down from having to now fight with the other guys, the physicality more so than being off is what I'm saying. Uh-huh, I agree. Uh-huh, yeah. He has to find a way to get going. Another adjustment, if I may, that I thought they made, and Jay, you talked about this on Get Up, is now you saw in the first half, he's coming down on pick and rolls. The bigs are sitting back. Yep. I don't know why. Are you doing that? You're allowing this guy to shoot the ball, and they did a great job of setting the screens at half court. Now, if you're a big, you're going to run way out there. Yeah, the bigs don't want to run way out there after running back in transition, but they did it in the second half, and that was a huge difference.
The one point I do agree with on Max OVC is, you know, the lack of a really signature moment for Steph Curry, where I feel like with other greats, they've kind of had it. But just to kind of dispel this whole thing that Max has been pushing about, where does Steph go in the fourth quarter? Since 1971. Mm-hmm. The only three players to average 10-plus fourth-quarter points per game in multiple NBA Finals series, Michael Jordan, Bing. Shaquille O'Neal, and Stephen Curry. Yeah.
So let's stop this whole narrative. At the percentages?
And Stephen Curry. Bing. So stop this whole narrative that Stephen Curry doesn't come, you know, doesn't do it or provide you the points in the fourth quarter.
Well, he doesn't. The primary ball handler on a team.
He does.
He's the primary ball handler on a team that's in the finals all the time.
He's not the primary ball handler.
Okay, you want to say Draymond is? But
he's not the primary ball handler.
The ball's in his hands more than anyone else. He's the engine that makes the offense go.
Actually, the ball's not in his hands more than anybody else.
You're saying Draymond handles more than Steph?
No, I'm saying they actually run a continuity system, and the ball has to move around. They find the shooters.
What's Steph's usage rate compared? I bet you he has the highest usage rate on the team. Would you agree or no? We could probably check
that. It's probably one or two up there, yeah.
Okay, right. In an era of three-point shooting, when you're in the finals all the time,
are you asking me what a shooting percentage is?
Are
you telling me what a shooting percentage is to enhance your thing?
Go ahead. No, I'm wondering. My experience watching Steph in the fourth quarter of finals is he's not as good as he usually is. My experience watching
Matt, what do you want to see from him?
This is what I would like to see in one of these finals eventually where they win, where Steph, when the team needs him late, doesn't suddenly go cold.
A signature moment.
But starts getting hot.
A signature moment.
And wins the game for them. He did it against Toronto, but they lost the series. Not his fault. Everyone was hurt.
Coach.
Yeah.
What if he never needs to do that?
But they've lost two finals.
So you say he never needs to
do it. Because
is that what you're saying?
All of a sudden, Clay gets so hot that he just drains.
I won't hold that against him.
Can you reframe your argument to signature moment? You have not seen Steph Curry with his signature NBA Finals moment, in your opinion?
What I would say is he's one of the greatest players of all time. The really thing I'm reacting to is when people talk like top 10 all time. I'm not dropping Magic or Bird or Duncan or someone like that out of my top 10 for a dude who consistently doesn't perform like his normal self in the fourth quarter at home in finals. That's
Coach just gave you the numbers. There's three players. Yeah,
If you're a high usage player in a 3-point era and you're in the finals all the time, you should have some points in the fourth quarter. That doesn't mean you're playing well.
I'm going to change. What did you ask him to change it to, Matt? Jay?
That Max feels like he lacks a signature moment.
That's what Max wants. Max wants a signature moment, VC. Thanks for coming on with us, and that's what we're going to give Steph. We're going to look for it. One signature moment so Max can be satisfied.
He's going to have one shining moment.
The great Vince Carter, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA analyst extraordinaire, Keyshawn J. Willimax, is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
All right, VC.
Will Steph turn it around in Game 2 on his way to Finals MVP? That's next. ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Shake it.
Take it or shake it.
Oh, take it or shake it time. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Evan, take it away.
All right, take it or shake it is brought to you by Grainger. The Warriors will still win the NBA Finals. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them dropping this one in San Francisco. It just one of those things that happened in the fourth quarter. I don't think it happens in Game 2. I think Curry gets going and shuts Max up.
Look, it took a collapse by Golden State. It took a heroic comeback by Jaylen Brown. And I don't think that Boston will shoot as lights out the next game. You talk about what Smart, Harford, and Brown's shot collectively was off the charts. I actually think that Golden State is still the favorite in this series.
I agree with Key. I think he'll shut me up. I think I'll be saying stuff like, hey, Steph came through. I think the Warriors win this series. I don't even know if it goes seven games. I think Steph comes up big. You give a great player enough reps, they're going to get there. They're going to get comfortable and do their thing.
It's crazy. Dude had 36 and we're questioning.
Four.
Not we.
No. Fourth quarter.
Max.
That's right. Fourth
34.
Quarter. I wonder how you do in the fourth quarter at home in the
very,
finals.
Very important.
Does your team
you
collapse up 13
key.
Points
Not
or
we.
Do they win?
Max.
Kellerman.
That's right. Put my name on it.
All right. Steph Curry, still your favorite to win finals MVP. Take it or shake it.
Ooh, that was
take
fast.
It.
Take it.
I had to think in my mind for a little bit. I just had to think in my mind for a little bit. Of course, I think he will because they want to give it to him. They want to give it to him. He has to take it now.
I don't really know. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, if I'm Steph, I'm not worried about what people like Max Kellerman have to say about my legacy being incomplete because I don't have NBA Finals. I can give a damn less about it. All I care about is winning my fourth chip, and that equates to me getting a Finals MVP, then so be it.
Yeah, he's going to win Finals MVP, and I think he needs to.
I don't like that reverse jinx. You see it?
It's not a reverse jinx. I think I agree with Key. They want to give it to him. He'll put up numbers. Like, even if Steph doesn't play well, he'll still going
to
average 25 points. Like, he can't help that.
He's averaging 34 in the NBA Finals now. Just want to
sure, yeah. And in the fourth quarter, his team had a 13-point lead, and they lost at home.
So if he averages 28 points, they win, and he doesn't have a max signature moment, he'll probably get the MVP.
Yeah, I'm rooting for it. You think I'm really not? You put me on a lie detector test. I'm rooting for Steph to do it.
Liar,
If he doesn't do it, I'm not going to pretend he did.
What I don't want to do is put you on a lie detector
test. I do. So many questions.
If I do that, Evan, he's definitely going down.
Pandora's box.
It depends
what
question
you ask. That's the next challenge. That's the next challenge. Which one of you three could pass a lie detector test?
Oh, we should all do that. That's we should bring in a lie detector.
No, because I need to know the questions before I get on.
No.
Well, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I get to ask me some stuff. I'll be back. Because I know Jay.
You got heart rate.
Jay going to want to know some stuff that.
Tell me everything.
Uh-oh. African-American male fleeing on foot from the South Street Seaport.
Hey, did you ever?
You know how my mind works, Kate.
Let's not anyone get arrested.
Kyler Murray will finish his career with the Cardinals. Take it or shake it.
Shake it! Yeah, I don't think he'll finish his career. Nobody finishes their career with a team nowadays. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. But the reason, and that's not the real reason I say this, is because when he gets his extension, if they don't do something with this extension over, you know, 3-4 years, they'll be looking for a new head coach. Then they'll start questioning the quarterback, and then he'll eventually be gone. It's just the way it goes. Russell Wilson is now in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see Kyler Murray win. I just don't see it being a long-term, you know, 10-year kind of career there in Arizona.
Yeah, what Key and Jay said.
Russell Wilson, the great Russell Wilson, will take the Broncos to the playoffs this year. Take it or shake it. Sarcasm.
Shake it! No, he will not take them to the playoffs this year. I think they're 9, possibly a 10-win team potentially, but I think they're 8-9. Yeah, I think they're 8-9. They probably won't get there. I don't think that the Denver Broncos are as good as people want them to be. The Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Raiders, in my opinion, are better.
Same way I root for Stephen Curry to win Finals MVP so I can look at Max Kellerman and he can look at me and not say anything back, is the same reason why I want Russell Wilson to get the Denver Broncos to the playoffs. So when I call Evan, I just want to hear sheer silence on the phone because of his hate and his anger towards Russell Wilson.
Unlimited hate.
You know, I like seeing things I've never seen before, like Steph Curry winning Finals MVP. And I'd love to see 4 teams out of the same division all make the playoffs. I know it's nearly impossible, but when I look at the West this year, I'm like, AFC, like maybe it could happen. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, and Denver Bronco fans don't like me. I could tell without even knowing.
Join the club.
I probably do.
But you didn't look at them and think they're a quarterback away anyway. It's not just against Russell Wilson.
They think this is the Peyton Manning. Well, first of all, Peyton damn Manning had a Hall of Fame defense.
Yeah.
This ain't the same.
Yeah.
It's just not.
And threw 50 touchdowns the first time when they lost.
And they lost.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they went and won.
With a great defense.
And Cam played like.
Here's the bet. If the Broncos make the playoffs, I will come on air and say, Broncos country, let's ride.
If the Broncos make the playoffs, you guys have to take lie detector tests.
Yeah, boy, those are high stakes.
Now, you guys, I want the Broncos to make the playoffs. Key.
Yeah, I'll take a lie detector test with the questions beforehand. I need to know the questions.
Great.
My legal
I'll come
team.
Up with
no, that. That's not how it, that's
no,
not how
it,
it
works.
No, James,
it
works.
James, don't worry. I'm really good at organizing these questions. I will send them to Key literally minutes before I ask them.
Yeah, I want to know.
We'll just
we should
lie
be
about
hooked
the questions.
Up to like an electroshock thing so that when we tell a lie, we get a little shock.
I'm not nervous about criminal behavior as a youth. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I'm just nervous about some other stuff in my life as an adult that I don't want to disclose to the public.
Have you ever done a lie detector test? I've never done it.
No, but they're not very
reliable.
I don't
ever do a lie detector test.
I mean, I kind of want
to
do it.
If I didn't get it done in junior high or high school, it wasn't ever going to happen to me. I'm beyond that now. It's over now.
Last one.
The hell are they testing me for?
Game 2 Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Rangers will be the next New York team to win a title. Take it
Let's
or shake
go!
It.
Let's go!
Jay, you went to the game.
I'll take it.
Shake it.
Take it.
You sound like
Well, listen, it all
like
comes down to Game 2 because the Lightning never lose Game 2. So if the Rangers can win Game 2, they're going to win the series.
Max and the one Maxie stat he
pucks.
Got from his show.
Maxie pucks. I used to practice my slap shot when the lake would freeze over between Michigan and, you know,
that's correct.
Canada.
That,
I would
never lose
a
Game 2 in the NHL hockey.
18 straight, the Lightning have won following a loss, and their goalie – Andre Vasilevskiy's 17-0 since the bubble.
Yeah,
Vasilevskiy's
Hockey
question for you, Vasilevskiy.
No doubt, Key.
When's the last
Key
time
I was just talking about him?
Hold on, Max. When's the last time he gave up 6 goals in a game?
Who is he?
It's a great question.
Vasilevskiy.
I'll have to look it up, but I'm taking the under tonight.
Yeah,
and
for
that's
sure,
take
yeah.
it or shake it. It is brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by, Max.
So Broncos. Funny. So funny. It's so funny you guys bring up Vasilevskiy because Key and I were just talking about him before the show started.
Jay, is it true that
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Choose Your Own Adventure, coming right up.
You that? Do you know anything about
right
the
chauffeur? Chauffeur? Yeah. No, that's not. No, not me.
You know anything?
Are we
about
still?
The
are we still here?
Of?
Oh, I have Where's a my the, computer career. Pardon me.
This guy. Jeez.
Friends, you ever heard the grass is always greener on the other side? Ever heard that expression? If you're in a dead end job, the grass is always greener means like, hey, watch out, it's not so great over there. In fact, right? No, but you want greener grass. Whatever it is over there is better than what you got now, right? My computer career can help you. They can help you start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years. My computer career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Real demand for this. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It is not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Did I see what Jason Tatum was wearing?
I thought it was fly.
Thought it was fly?
It was fly.
I thought it was fly because
would you wear
it? Well, stuff that's fly, I don't have to rock it. If it looks good on somebody else doing their thing, let them do their thing.
Would you wear it?
You know what I mean?
Could, could you pull it off?
No, but there's stuff that you can rock that I can't rock.
I'm not going to try and. No, I can't.
Key.
Jay, I can't even go there.
Key, you and I have. Key's a. Slick talker from L.A., and I'm from slick talker from New York. And,
so I can't hustle you guys.
And you have – it's rubbed off on Jay. Do you hear Jay say – no, I think it's fly. I mean, I wouldn't wear it, but it looks good
sounds
on someone
like
else.
Me.
Say, yo, what?
Sounds like me.
Beating us in the head with that?
Yeah. There's stuff that looks dope on Russell Westbrook that I would never wear, but it looks good
nothing
on him.
Nothing looks dope on Russell Westbrook that I would wear at all. Nothing.
Stop.
No.
Stop. No, I'm not wearing a sheer suit.
That's not every outfit, though, that dude has.
And Tatum's – look – it looks like a blazer out of a young lady's closet.
Who has better style, Jason Tatum or Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
Oh, so Joe Burrow and the purple shades, you Max, yeah. That style,
here's the difference.
The difference for me. Joe Burrow, to me, feels like he's trying too hard to fit in and be accepted into a certain culture where – I understand this basketball stuff what these dudes are doing with this fashion.
Can I tell you the difference between Joe Burrow and Jason Tatum? Joe Burrow, to me, does that because he's like, here we are on the big stage. They're looking to their quarterback. Like, what's this dude about? And in the NFL, where you, from quarterbacks sometimes, certain kinds of quarterback, they kind of tone it down.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be, hey, how you doing there,
right, he's
coach?
Like, no, watch this, y'all. Yeah. Threw on a mink and sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm okay with that.
So to me, that's like trying to show you something.
Yeah, he's trying hard.
Jason Tatum's not trying to show you something?
No, Tatum is trying to do the fashion model
thing. He's trying to be the whole fashion.
Stop. He wore the Kobe shirt the game before, giving love to Kobe on
fine.
It.
That's fine. That gave love to the Kobe situation.
Yeah, but see, y'all want to kill him in one outfit, though. That's my thing.
Would you wear that coat?
I wouldn't wear the coat, but I ain't Jason Tatum.
You're not wearing it.
That don't mean it ain't fly.
You only wear fly stuff. So stop.
You stop.
Period. Who do you think you're talking to?
You
New
like
Jersey
that house?
Slick guy.
Yeah, right. You like that house? I mean, I wouldn't live in it, but it's perfect for that dude.
Yeah, exactly. You like one of those good.
It just makes way too much sense for you guys. That's what
she's cute, but I wouldn't date her. She's okay.
Well, she could be crazy for you. You know what I'm talking about. She's cute, but that ain't me.
She's cute, but I like her. She's cool and all.
I ain't trying to date her.
He wore something since, like three different coats stitched together. For a
it
runway.
It looks like it came out of somebody's auntie's closet.
Yeah.
I don't care what
at
anybody
least, he
says.
He had at least a sense to wear plain T-shirt, plain pants.
Yeah.
You know, because it was
loud.
Yeah,
because you've been to the NBA Finals before as a star player, Max Kellerman.
Set an assist record.
Yeah, see, I'm...
ESPN Radio.
If you missed Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this week...
It's exactly. Friday!
You missed a lot.
You'll be able to also see my perfect free throw shooting form on
That's
ESPN.
Why you need to stop with all this Steph hate. You can't criticize the greatest shooter in the game when you can't even hold the ball correctly
free
throw.
You would think
you
that...
You can't!
Not
allowed!
You would think that I'd be shamed into not
doing
it.
You should be shamed!
I'll double down.
Little deflated, right. Max sending it back to get checked.
Oh, shit. Not quite sure there's something wrong with the ball, Carl. I think it's just... Max Kellerman sucks at shooting free throws.
Yeah, that 19 looked different, though.
We got a white. Got me looking like I'm about 350.
Jay, when you see Key on draft day, he's all lean, faded cheekbones,
got the
showing
thin
everything.
Yeah. Out there, licking the lips a lot. Yeah, man, that 19 look clean. I'm like, that 19 look different
looks
now.
A little bit different now.
I know that shoots a free throw, and that ball got side spin on it. I'm like, is that side spin
side
on
spin.
A free? On a, he threw a curveball for a free throw?
I just didn't want to miss the rim. That's why I held it. All right, listen, you would think that would stop me from criticizing the greatest shooter ever, and you would be wrong. Ryan Day looking for cash. 17% of you want us to talk about that. You voted on Twitter, at Key J and Max. 18.5% to his MVP chances. 23.5% want us to talk about Steph Curry's game one, which his team collapsed up 13 in the fourth quarter at home.
Just your smile
on
your face,
threes in the first
framing
quarter
it that way,
and then
is
couldn't
so
buy
annoying
a shot late.
To me. So annoying.
41% of you want us to talk about the NBA Finals game two.
Sunday night. What is it? What's the start time? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
They have mercy on us, man. Compared to last night.
I was trying to figure out, because I'm going to be out west, how I could take my son and get back to do the show, so I'm still working on that.
Do the show from the Bay Area?
Nah, it's just too complicated.
Key, if your son,
but I don't want to tell him, because if I tell him, I'm thinking about it.
Then you have to go.
Then I have to go.
Key, if your son drops interceptions, do you punish him by not taking him to the sporting events?
It's too early. He's still getting up, smart ass. What'd you say?
If he drops interceptions, do you punish him by not taking him to sporting events?
No, because he does a lot of other things to help the team win.
Right.
Kind of like Tatum.
Right.
You know?
That's the main thing. Winning player like his dad.
And much like Steph Curry.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. Steph's a winning player.
I think if you're the Golden State Warriors, what you do is you take this game footage, you break it down, you throw it out, you move forward, you get guys like Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, Klay Thompson, you find ways to get them activated. I actually would like to see more of the continuity sets that they have for Stephen Curry to implement that for Jordan Poole to allow him to get going. If he gets going offensively and Steph is still aggressive, and I think they'll have their legs in game two. Because I do think having, you know, the amount of time they've had off, there is a tendency for you to be a little bit more winded in that first game back. I'm not making excuses. Stephen Curry has to be great in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson needs to do more. But this is the veteran team that has experience that I think they're going to respond.
In a way, I'll say this about my criticism of Steph in the fourth quarter and everything. Michael Jordan ruined it for everyone, right? Because the standard he set by always winning, never going a seven game, always great, no matter what the defense was, to hit him with baseball bats,
not
three
realistic.
On one. But so I'm holding, like, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson lost finals, you know? Everyone lost finals except for MJ. And so I'm holding Steph to like an MJ standard, where if you adjust that a little bit, although I will
but
Magic
was
huge when they needed him to be in the finals.
But here's what I would
so
say about MJ losing finals and not losing finals. Nobody got hurt like that in the finals. Nobody. It's not apples to apples, Max.
They had pretty good health. Yep.
Yeah, they was healthy. And
when Pippen got that migraine, they got bumped by Detroit before they ever got to the finals.
They even got there. So, you know, that's what it is. Steph will be fine game two. I think he'll bounce back, give you what you're looking for in the fourth quarter. But I'm going to give a bonus extra real quick before we get out of here on a Friday. So Ohio State Ryan Day, Buckeyes coach, was speaking to 100 members in the Columbus business community, and he told them they need about $13 million in the NIL deals?
Exactly.
$13 million to keep the roster together and recruit players and do all that. I didn't understand. I didn't think you're supposed to talk about what the money is supposed to go toward. How did he get away with that so far?
I kind of like that better than what, like, Saban was trying to raise
be
money.
Slick.
So he went at Jimbo, right? Yeah. Day is just like, here, I'll just tell you what we need. Here's the line item. It adds up to 13. Y'all going to cough up 13? You want to win? Cough up 13.
How is he going to divvy that up, though?
I don't know, because as a fan of the Ohio State, if I'm CJ Stroud, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need a big portion of that.
Ryan Day's like, well, we need 26 now.
We're going to need 26 now.
13's going to Ryan Day. It's going to CJ Stroud.
So if he's getting 13, potentially requesting 13, I wonder what the Texas people are thinking. The A&M people, LSU. USC will just get the education. And then, you know, some of the other top programs around the country.
Duke, yeah.
Duke spend their money on basketball.
I said it sarcastically.
Y'all got your own allotment for funds in basketball.
SC spends it on the student athletes.
Caleb Williams.
Yep.
Big deal.
Facilities, access to whatever they need academically.
No, I'm serious, though. I wonder how he decides to divvy it up to whom.
By the way,
or what?
Shouldn't it be that way?
Like, aren't we glad that we're finally at a place now where coaches are like, yo, this is what I need, and or you want me to win? This is what I need
to
win.
We'll be real smart.
I need 13 and a half million.
So you think it went like this, guys? You think he talked to all the players, agents, whatever he had to talk to.
The community. Columbus community
raising money.
Saw
what the number was. No, I'm saying first found out, like, what's this good?
Saw
what the number was, said, we're 13 short. All right, to hell with it.
Well,
we need 13.
What he's doing is projections. Players, they had a player last year, and I can't think of his name, but he just transferred back to – he transferred to Texas who was from Texas. They gave a ton of money to him to go to Ohio State. He never played a down, right? And now he transferred back. So I'm sure they're trying to figure out, you know, which player they're recruiting and the players that are already on the team.
You believe guys in college are making big money now without playing?
See, now the question goes to me, like, business-wise, what stipulations could you put in those contracts? And if that player leaves, then that endorsement
is finito. See, the kid from Texas that went to Ohio State, the majority of the money on his NIL came from Texas.
Oh, okay.
Greeny coming up right now. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, baby.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.